And now this is a dictation for Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, July 28, 48. Address as a letter to Dr. McCannon, M-C-C-O-N-N-O-N, 953-5329. Dear Dr. McCannon, follow-up for Mrs. Russell, chronic kidney disease. Probably related to diabetes, hypertension, and cardiorenal syndrome. In the last visit in June, denies hospital admission, uses oxygen 24 hours, 2 liters, way down from 158 to 155. Says to be eating well without vomiting, dysphagia, isolated loose stools without any bleeding, occasionally incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Presently, no edema, ulcers, or claudication symptoms. Shoulder pain on the left side, increase with movement, no true angina. Chronic dyspnea, increase on activities. Sleep apnea, CPAP machine at night, but not using in the last few weeks, is not fitting right. Follows with Dr. Obey, O-B-E-I-D. Denies gross hemoptysis, does have some nasal drainage, occasionally small tinge of blood. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the losartan. Biomex was doing 3 days a week, now has been increased to 5 days a week. Also metoprolol, blood pressure today 110 over 60 left-sided, lungs are distant clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no respiratory distress wheezes, no pericardial rap. No ascites tenderness, no major peripheral edema, looks older than her age, with evidence of some muscle wasting, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry is November, creatinine 1.4, appears to be baseline for a GFR 37 stage 3B. Potassium mild elevated 5.1, a normal sodium, minor increase bicarbonate 31, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, PTH, malanemia 13.3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3B, stable over time, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, minor hyperkalemia. Continue saying losartan as long as possible, minimize potassium in the diet. Next number, respiratory failure on oxygen in 24 hours, apparently from COPD. Next number, congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction, 15%, likely contributing to renal dysfunction, however, appears to be stable. Next number, pacemaker defibrillator, April 2022. Next number, coronary artery disease, stents 2021, 4 of them, with prior stents, right coronary and LAD. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. There has been no need for EPO treatment, no need for bicarbonate replacement, phosphorus binders, or vitamin B125. Continue present regimen, avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months.